In 2005, while Hurricane Katrina was slamming into the Gulf Coast, Captain Mike Howell of the Coast Guard Auxiliary was riding out the storm on board his 53-foot steel-hulled tugboat in Municipal Harbor Marina, just to the north of the 17th Street Canal breach. And today I went ahead out to the marinas and spoke with him, where he's preparing the boat and prepping it to do it again. All right, I'm standing here with Mike Howell, who plans to rode out Hurricane Katrina on his boat, on his 53-foot tugboat, Manana, and plans to do it again. He's been out here preparing all day. Mike, what do you anticipate if you're going to ride this one out again?
I think it's going to be another thing like Katrina. Usually, I mean, usually by the time the storm gets this far inland and has the waves, it's got to come through, you know, narrow passages to get into the lake. It chokes down any kind of a tidal surge. It's more just like the water goes up and the water comes down. So it's not the scary thing. It's not like a tsunami hitting you. And if you have long scope on your lines, like 60, 70, 80 feet, and you have them fair-led, you know, properly, and you got plenty of them. I look like a bug caught in a spider web when I get through out here. As long as you got the boat tied off properly, you're just going to go up with the water, 10, 12 feet, whatever it is, as much as 20 feet, and then you're going to go back down. The scary part is other boats breaking loose. All these other people out here haven't even bothered to come out and look at their boats.
Tell me a little bit about some of those boats cascading down here for Katrina.
Oh, we had the first boats up. That's the guy with the trimaran. Cascading boats came from people not tying up their boats properly, breaking loose, then coming down on the next boat downwind, sawing his lines loose, and they both break loose. Then they go down and get on the third boat down, fourth boat, and then you got 100 boats over here in the corner, you know, going over the wall, out into the park, out in the street, you know, into buildings, everything.
Now, since there's been no repairs to this marina at all, do you feel that it's actually structurally sound, the piers and the finger piers?
No. A lot of these pilings were destroyed in the first hurricane. They're cracked, but they haven't been, you know, they haven't been replaced, and people are trusting them to be good pilings, and they're tying their boats up to them, and the piling's just going to keep bending until it goes over. So, yeah, it's kind of a bad thing. You know, they should have done something out here.
Now, what about, there are a couple of guys who stayed on board their boats over in Orleans Marina. Have you heard if they're going to be staying?
No, but that's a safer place. That's inland. It's got to go through, you know, a quarter mile of land to get to that marina. And that's got a flood wall on one side. And, you know, it's pretty well protected marina. It's overcrowded because if our marina was as crowded as the Orleans Marina, there wouldn't be any boats left at all. They'd all be piled up in the corner.
Tell me a little bit about that story when you, Monday morning after Katrina had passed, and you went ahead and motored out and basically shoveled your way out of this marina.
I had to plow through probably 50, 60, 70 boats right down this this path in front of us. I had to get to the Coast Guard station because I knew it was a pretty bad disaster. I didn't know the city was flooded because I knew that the helicopters were out everywhere. And I spoke to the Coast Guard helicopter. I'm a Coast Guard auxiliarist, so, you know, I go on federal orders as soon as evacuation starts. And I went over there, and they didn't have any electricity, no water, no nothing. So I gave logistical support to them, you know, 2,000 gallons of water and a pump. They could shower and take care of themselves and wash clothes and stuff like that.
And you had, when you first were going up to the Coast Guard station, you passed by the 17th Street Canal?
Right, to 17th Street Canal. That was a rush. We normally do a dogleg to get into the Coast Guard station. We do a right angle. We go down and then take a right. And so I did my normal thing just out of the way. It's burned across the synapse in my brain. And I'm heading straight down the canal, and I turn right, and I'm still getting sucked down the canal. I'm doing like 2 knots sideways, 3 knots sideways.
And that's not normal.
No, that's not normal at all. It's like, why are we going in the canal? I mean, they should be pumping, and it should be coming out the canal, or there should be nothing. But it doesn't, you know, my mind, I'm sitting here having this great debate in my mind while I'm getting sucked up the canal. So finally I said, well, no matter what, I'm going. I had to turn right, power back, come back out and go in the harbor. And by the Coast Guard station, when I got there, it was they finally told me, they said, man, you know, the whole city's flooding right now. They said it's, you know, the levee's breached the levee, and it's bad. People are standing on top of their houses. There we went. 33,000 people we saved.
Well, Mike Howell was alone last time when he rode out Katrina. This time he will not be. He has a crew hand who's going to be on board named Giovanni, and I spoke with him a little bit later. Are you going to ride out on on Mike's boat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You looking forward to it?
Yeah. It'll be surreal. That's for sure.
Why?
Because when I left for Katrina, when the floods happened, I left because it helped some Honduran families escape that needed to be gone, and the amount of effort it took to get back in and help took days and thousands of dollars just to get in, and it's better just to be here someplace safe where you can ride it out, and if you have the means to help other people, then you can. Or my old favorite saying to friends that were questioning about evacuating, if you can sit on a roof and find things around you, a chimney and turn it into a raft, get four other people off a roof and then get rescued, by all means stay. But if you're going to be sitting there waiting for yourself to be another person to stop by, then don't stay.
You think the city's going to flood again?
Maybe a little bit. I don't think it's going to be the same magnitude. I mean, the storm surge, if it picks up like a blender out there, is a Category 5 in the middle of the Gulf. I think it'll definitely test what we fix, but I don't think it's gonna. I think they're more prepared this time with all this, a little late prepared. I mean, they just started the middle of last week as opposed to 4 years ago, or even at that, 25 years ago, and Camille did the same thing. They could have been working on that stuff.
How many people have been coming through today working on their boats?
I'd say close to 1,000.
Yeah. You have what time are they closing the flood walls?
12 noon tomorrow, which would be Sunday.
And so what exactly are y'all doing right now?
We're cleaning off the deck of the tugboat Manana so we can access our equipment faster and sooner, and they'll be tied down properly, not blow off and damage other boats.
Cool. After speaking with these guys out at New Orleans' Municipal Yacht Harbor today, while Hurricane Gustav wails on Cuba and is projected to make landfall near New Orleans Monday evening, you can suffice it to say that they are trying to do as many preparations as they can in order to be as safe as possible to ride out the storm out there. They also will have on board this time some HD video cameras, and will be recording and documenting everything that happened out there, and the videos, the still photographs that Mike Howell was able to take during Hurricane Katrina were amazing. And so maybe you might end up seeing this on IMAX theater or something one day. But anyway, we're hoping for the best. New Orleans has made some strides, but our marinas alone have been unrepaired since Hurricane Katrina 3 years out. We're still out there docking without water or electricity. But anyway, the bar is open tonight at New Orleans Yacht Club. And for Sailing Anarchy, this is Troy Gilbert in New Orleans.